Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We get a Friday appearance from Brian Kilmeade here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to check in with us as we head into the weekend. Comedian TJ Miller. I love TJ Miller. He's very funny. Saw him the last time. Maybe it was 2 times ago when he was in town. He's been on the air with us before. He was in the Deadpool movies. Maybe best known from... did you ever watch Silicon Valley, Sue?
I did not.
Boy, I love that show. That's one that I wouldn't mind going back and watching again because I thought it was good. And it's a half-hour show.
Oh, well, that's easy.
I think is good. But TJ, if you don't think you know who TJ Miller is, I promise you, you know who TJ Miller is because he's very recognizable. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, so we're going to have him on at the bottom of the hour. So Sue, as we mentioned a couple of times today, was nice enough to have not only the current show lineup of Ethan and Fred and I over to her humble abode, but also some alumni, including Jane Duker and Dave Klein. We had a wonderful time last night. But here's what kind of pissed me off. I just got to tell you. You moved into this house not too long ago, right? You were kind of rehabbing it a bit.
Yeah.
And then I leave your house last night as I got lost. And I'm like, Sue's house is like so beautiful right now. It's clean. And I'm thinking to myself, what if I would have to have people at my house right now? And I feel like I have so much work to do. So tomorrow is, I told you, I'm doing this micro cleaning thing, right? This
yes,
is the new mission.
I think this is a good idea.
So 2 weeks ago, I'm like, guest bathroom downstairs needs every, I mean, I'm scrubbing, I'm cleaning everything, right? Some paint touch-ups. So tomorrow is the laundry room and the pantry, and that's going to be a several-hour project. But you're my inspiration, Sue, because everything was like perfect spot, and you had everything perfect last night. I know you had guests over, so
yeah,
maybe it doesn't look
why.
Like
that. Right,
but does it
right.
look, because like my sister, I go to my sister's place in Chicago, and she is such a neat freak. Like, I've never seen anything at one of her homes out of place.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't even know how that's possible. So I've got, you know, cats and bunnies and dogs running around and
no,
stuff
no,
like that.
No. I just did that because you all were coming. That's okay. Why I had to all be right. home yesterday.
Well, the house looked wonderful.
Thank you.
And
it was
we really
great to
had
have
a great
you.
Time. And that blueberry pie was killer.
Thank
let me just tell you. That. Was there any left, by the way?
There's one piece that I left for Mike tonight.
I would have gone in for seconds, but I knew that the whole crew wouldn't have seconds last night, so I didn't do it. On Monday's show, I'm pretty excited about this. We got Kill Me lining up, but I've talked about these guys, Post Sex Nachos, this band.
Yes,
and
you
they're,
have.
They're kids from here, and they went to Mizzou. And here's what's funny. I texted John Hewlett yesterday because this is one of my favorite things to ever hear, I think, from John Hewlett, introducing this band. They were there the other night to do Take Me Out to the Ballgame, so check this out.
We tip the cap to Post Sex Nachos as they lead us in singing Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
I just love the fact that the U-Man had
great.
To say Post Sex Nachos. Okay, here we go.
Cardinals fans, on your feet!
Cubs fans, sit down!
Yes, I like that.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
So they've done this before, I think, doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But we're going to find out because one of the guys from Post Sex Nachos is going to join me on Monday afternoon or sometime next week. I know Fred's got it set up, but I just love these guys. Listen, this is really cool groove here on this song called Changes. They're playing Del Mar Hall on Halloween night, Post Sex Nachos, and I just love this band. Listen to this jamming here. I love the way this kid yells, too. Listen. There you go. So I'm very much looking forward to that. You know, I like to do my self-indulgent music stuff, and I just love this band so much, and they have a new album coming out in, I think, a month, in September. And I've told you this before, I just feel like this is a band that I'm going to see at Del Mar Hall, and then that's the last small venue I'll see them in, because I feel like a peak is coming. But I really like them, and I'd like to know, first and foremost, where did the name come from? It must have come from something in Columbia, Missouri. I mean, you can use your imagination based on what the phrasing is, but we'll hook up with one of the band members next week. Okay, we have audio cut of the day at the end of this hour. We got TJ Miller, comedian extraordinaire, coming in here in just a little bit. Right now, Brian Kilmeade, a rare Friday appearance. Hello, Brian. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to have to take the fifth. On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer that question based on my rights under the Fifth Amendment. So you're just going to have to guess what's on my mind.
Well, I think that you are probably thinking about Anthony Fauci and how he's totally screwed us during the pandemic and still got rich.
You know, I'd love your answer to this. So, you know, the last couple of days I've been struggling with why this is such a partisan issue and why people on the left praise and they think of Dr. Fauci as a hero. Now, again, I kind of give a little leeway for the first couple of months of the pandemic because there was a lot of unknown, but I don't get why this is a partisan issue, Brian. Why does that continue to happen?
I don't know. I mean, I thought this might be the breakthrough. Did you see Stephen A. Smith? He's like, I praise Anthony Fauci, but after I watched what I watched and read what I read, I have to apologize for thinking that this guy knew what he was doing and apologize to Kyrie Irving, who at that time was on the Nets and refused to get the shot, and he thought he was the most selfish guy in the world. He goes, I got to apologize to him.
Yes.
When you read the diaries, everyone should just apologize and say I was duped. Instead, you guys like Senator Andy Kim, the loser from New Jersey, say you are a treasure. You know, I apologize for what you're going through. Or Senator Blumenthal saying they're trying to avoid talking about January 6th, or they should be talking about Donald Trump's business affairs. So they just want to avoid the question because the embarrassment's too great. But on One Nation tonight, I mean, the theme that I'm going to have on Sunday night is really about the deception that's taken place. From it started with Hillary. One of the main problems was Hillary Clinton's BlackBerry and her server. She had classified information, so she smashed it and denied it. We knew she lied. She got away with it. And then you have the other situation with the laptop. They told us Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. If you said it was real, you had your account suspended. Then they find out what we all know, that it was absolutely real and the crackhead dropped it at a computer store, right? And even the FBI was covering for him. And then you have Joe Biden is fine. Best version of Joe Biden ever. We watched him mentally collapse. And now with the tapes come out, the Biden tapes come out in 2017 where he can't finish his sentence with his ghostwriter, can't remember people's names that work for him, can't remember leaders of the world, 2017. And then we got to pretend like he was fine for 4 years.
It's ridiculous.
George Clooney was the first to discover it.
Yeah, no, that's that. There's no credibility to that at all. Now, one of the things this week that's frustrating me, look, Fauci's on the hook. I think that a lot of this was exposed. I hope more people take time to look at this. But I think some media people are getting let off the hook here, especially at CNN. And I think you might agree here. Look, Dana Bash, I tuned in the other night, and Dana Bash was lecturing America about how awful it was to have Senator Bernie Moreno from Ohio drop an F-bomb when he was, you know, addressing Dr. Fauci in that hearing the other day. That's far worse offense than Dana Bash cozying up to Dr. Fauci, not doing her job as a skeptical journalist, you know, washing away all the journalistic malpractice that you just listed. You know, there's a long, long list, but they're getting off the hook here because no one's really taking a look at them. Tapper, et cetera. I mean,
Tapper is going to write a book, too.
Yeah.
Tapper's going to write a book about Anthony Fauci, what a genius he is. Now, no one's going to buy that book. He'll probably back off of it. I mean, I wouldn't think anyone would buy the book. The guy's a clown. An absolute sociopath. I mean, did you see some of those? Did you read some of those entries?
Yes, I did.
I am the most famous person in the country.
Yeah.
I did the Fauci Five, all five Sunday shows. I can't believe it. Julia Roberts and Barbara Streisand and Brad Pitt plays me. And I love Brad Pitt and Rachel Maddow. I wanted to do your show and they held me back. It's insanity. Insane. If I found myself supporting a guy like that during a critical life and death situation, I'd be embarrassed. And for those people, when Donald Trump was saying, you know, open up the schools and don't shut anything down, and they were saying you're being irresponsible, listen, Anthony Fauci, listen to the science. And then we find out that he was trying to avoid looking at the science because all fingers pointed back to him.
I think one of the best books on all this, by the way, and I had him on yesterday, David Zweig wrote a book called An Abundance of Caution, which really, really outlines a lot of the, you know, failures of the media. It takes a really close look at the learning loss and the way that this affected kids. And that's one of the reasons, Brian, that I'm still, you know, so angry about a lot of this stuff. I have an 11-year-old girl, and, you know, she started, I should say, we started together kindergarten because I was in the basement of my home on Zoom for the first couple of months, and these kids were masked for a year and a half. And it's just, you know, to bring back all that memory is just horrific. We have an election here on Tuesday, and really the primary election is going to decide a lot before the general. We have two constitutional amendments, Brian. One of them is to phase out our income tax, and believe it or not, it's going to fail miserably, which is interesting, and that's a long story I can explain to you sometime. But Cori Bush is challenging Wesley Bell. Cori's trying to get back into Congress, a member of the squad, right? Now a DSA member. She's supported by the DSA. So the people around here, when I say, hey, can Cori win this race over Wesley Bell? Everyone's answer is, man, she's got a chance. And she's got a chance because of what's happened in New York and some of these other places, I guess. Reaction to that?
It's absolutely insane. I mean, the stuff that they say and the stuff that they want to do is so off the charts. And the gutless people like Senator Kelly and people that know better that you would think, like Alyssa Slotkin or the former President Bill Clinton or Obama. Instead, they keep their mouth shut. They enjoy the energy. They sit back. I give credit to Van Jones, give credit to James Carville. I give credit to Rahm Emanuel. But these guys aren't in office. You know, I want somebody in office to say, are you kidding me? This is not a tent they belong in. And I will go say this last week. I know I said this last week to you. But the biggest mistake Democrats ever made was letting Bernie Sanders run without committing to being a Democrat, because he has now gotten his revenge. When they upended him in his candidacy, he said, okay. And now he has formed a bunch of disciples, loser disciples, who are now more a powerful entity within the party that turned on him.
Yep, I think you're right about that. You know, there are two things that made me angry this week. Fauci and this whole thing in Seattle with the co-owner of the Seattle Storm and these poor girls that were brought to tears, at least one of them. That is an unreal story, what happened. You have an owner of a major basketball franchise in the WNBA going down courtside and berating little girls who just held a sign up in support of Sophie Cunningham, a proud Missourian, by the way, and were wearing XXXY gear, of which I'm wearing right now, by the way. It's unbelievable that just happened. Now, credit to the league for suspending her and fining her, but still, Brian.
It is nuts. Every day, when you think the WNBA peaked when they resisted Caitlin Clark, now we have Sophie Cunningham, the other lightning rod. Everything to do with hurting themselves. These loser idiots who can't market who are invisible for 20 years, being propped up by this horrible thing called men's basketball. Now, all of a sudden, get a break, and since they don't really worry about anything, since they're supported by the men's league, they go ahead and they blow up the only thing they have to sell. So So they got a bunch of angry players who have talent, but are so resentful of a white girl that doesn't want to give in and apologize for being white and from Iowa. And now they thought they'd just beat her up and have the league diss her too. So, and now Sophie Cunningham is the new target. What I love most about it is she's smiling her way through
all the way through it. Yeah, you're right. It's awesome. I love the way she's handling herself and she's not backing down at all. Did you watch? I'm curious. Did you pay any attention? Did you talk about the Tony Romo arrest this week?
No, I haven't talked much about it.
It's interesting because I guess maybe I like him and I'm going a little easier on him. But if you see the recording, I mean, he's being uber polite. You could not be more polite to the officers. And it was an interesting exchange. All right. On Iran. Here we go. And we're
just so you know, he's going to be on a leave now from CBS.
That's what I saw. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I think that's going to be a short leave. I really do. I think this is going to be resolved. I mean, I'm not advocating anyone driving while intoxicated, but I guess my point is I've seen far worse cases than that. On Iran, you know, I can't even believe, like, are we still in a war? We keep hearing the same thing from Trump over and over. His patience is certainly wearing thin. We keep trying to bomb the crap out of him. How much more do we have to bomb the crap out of him, Brian?
Well, they just amped it up. We were escorting a ship and they hit the ship. So president's going to decide over the weekend. I believe next time we talk, Mark, it's going to be Epic Fury 3. If Tattoo was in between, it's going to be 24-hour-a-day bombing. We are a little short on interceptors. We've got plenty of offensive weapons. And now we have a situation where the Gulf states are combining forces, too. There's good news and bad news. The good news is it's a bar fight that won't end. But the bad news is that. But the good news is the people who are watching the bar fight now have had enough. And they're going to do this. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, possibly Iraq. We're definitely going to see possibly the UAE, although they got some bitter feelings with Saudi Arabia right now because they left OPEC. And maybe even Egypt are going to be physically opening up the Red Sea and attacking back at Iran. So I think that next week, by the time we talk, we'll be 4 or 5 days into a massive, and you can play this back and say, Brian, you're wrong.
I'll save it.
A massive retaliation.
I will save it. All right. You mentioned One Nation just a little bit. What else you got coming up on Sunday night?
I got Jim Jordan coming up. Douglas Brinkley, to put in perspective what these socialists want to do with our history, goes back to James Madison and will tell us exactly why we have the balance of powers. Like, we need a Senate that is democracy. He did, and believe it or not, there was a fear of our founding fathers that something like this would pop up. I also have a chance to interview a Green Beret, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who teaches us how to use some of the principles that he has, that he learned as one of the horse soldiers. And, you know, fighting the Taliban to help us in everyday life, whether you're Gen Z or Gen X, it'll certainly help. And then we also have Bruce Blakeman, who was told, stop cooperating with ICE or else your police chief is going to get arrested. What's he going to do as he runs for governor against Kathy Hochul? He now is 4 points from leading in the blue state of New York. So we have Bruce on, too. So it's going to be a big show.
That's rather interesting. That really is. All right, Brian Kilmeade, thank you so much. And have a great weekend. And we'll talk next Friday or one of those days next week. I was thinking about saying something else to you, Brian, and my brain is completely losing me right now. It's Monday.
I know what you were going to do.
Oh, no, I know what I was going to do. I was going to promote
a live stage show.
I was going to do that. See, thank you. November 21st. How can I forget this? Brian is coming back to the factory. We love that venue. He's been there before. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's right before the holidays. So come see us on November 21st. Thank you for, you know, jogging my memory there, because honest to God, that is what I was going to say. And I just kind of spaced out there for a moment. You have a great weekend. Thank you, Brian Kilmeade.
Go get him, Mark.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And that show will sell out. Get your tickets now. The Factory, November 21st. Comedian TJ Miller coming up at the bottom of the hour, plus an audio cut of the day. I have a story about a guy that was at sea for a long time that survived on oatmeal. So you're going to like this story. It's coming up. This is one of my musical obsessions right now. A young woman named Stella Lefty. Have you heard of her, Sue? She had a breakout song called Boston a couple months ago. This is a new one.
I wasn't born this way.
She's got a great story because listen to the rasp there.
I'm just a product of too many hearts.
My understanding is, like, she's very young, but she had no intention of going into the music business or becoming a singer-songwriter. And she started writing some songs, and that Boston song that a lot of people might have heard went real viral, and this one's good.
Oh, yeah, I have heard it.
Yeah, I like her, so she's on the top of my playlist right now. I got to tell you this story. TJ Miller's coming in here in a couple of minutes, comedian.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
And actor, but I found this story earlier this week, and we always kind of like survival stories. This was in the LA Times. A guy by the name of Kai Sato, he's only 39 years old, and he's on this crazy trip. It's a solo voyage. Now, why people want to do things like this,
you'll have
to tell me, but it's a solo voyage from Catalina Island outside of, you know, Los Angeles all the way to Hawaii in June. So,
jeez.
2 weeks into this, okay, the mast on his sailboat snapped. That sends him off course, right?
Yeah.
So, he is talking, and this is actually in the LA Times, but he only spoke to the Hawaii News Now outlet, so they're kind of recalling it from what he told them. He says he tried to motor back on course, you know, because the sailboat has a motor to an engine, but he ran out of gas. His cell phone, which he was using for navigation, became waterlogged, inoperable. Ugh. So he said, listen, this is so awful because imagine being in the middle of the ocean. I mean, that is a vast, vast space.
Yes.
And if you're off course and you lost everything, really, he says that he just cried. He said he spent a week crying. He contemplated suicide because he was just drifting away. He says, I was literally like a sitting duck, just getting taken south by the current, going way, way off course. But then, after despair, you know, and honestly, I think we all ask ourselves this question. What would you do in that moment? Because, you know, I think we all are capable of things that we don't know we're capable of. I strongly believe that in human beings. You don't know exactly what your potential is. And when you're in a crisis, you can, as a human being, rise to the occasion. And that's what this guy did. So he's like, I'm going to make a choice to survive. He starts improvising repairs. He uses PVC pipes and kayak paddles to get the boat back on course.
Oh.
He doesn't have fresh water after July 11th. So that's an issue, right? Even more important than food. He collected drinking water by filling buckets with seawater, capturing the condensation beneath plastic bags that he stretched over the buckets. I don't know that I would have thought about that. He survived on oatmeal. Apparently, he had some of that with fish and squid that landed on the boat.
Wow.
And it took him a month to make his way back into the shipping lane from California to Hawaii. So he's out there for like a month and a half, carrying on conversations simply with the ocean. He says he meditated a lot. He says he sensed the presence of his uncle, who shared a voyage like this with him when Sato was a youngster from California to Hawaii. So that was like his spirit animal. And there was a crew of a shipping vessel operated by Pasha Hawaii that spotted him and rescued him. And then he was given a sweet clothes and food. He goes, oh, my God, yeah, like ecstatic. You know what I mean? I was crying. I was so happy. And then they got me fruit and water. And, yeah, they were so good to me, those guys. I can't thank them enough. So that's pretty crazy. He's staying with a relative now. He was still planning his next trip to the Philippines on a sailboat. I would say maybe book commercial here for a couple of months or something like that. Let's kind of see how that works out. A little bit more Stella Lefty. We're coming back with TJ Miller in a moment. I will have an audio cut of the day before the hour is up here coming up. We have an outstanding comedian actor, TJ Miller, in the studio with us, Sue, this afternoon. Yes, he is at the Funny Bone at Westport for shows tonight, 7 p.m. and 9:30 tomorrow, 6:30 and 9 p.m. I've had him in the studio before. He is a delight. Hello, TJ. Welcome back to St. Louis. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm a little confused because he wants headphones, I think, Ethan.
Yeah, I would love headphones.
Right. You want to hear?
Ethan's creeping behind me.
He's weird that way, isn't he?
He's looking down the back of my shirt. What's he looking for?
I don't know. You can't trust him. Do I understand that you also have a photographer in the studio, the same TJ with us, so there's double TJ?
Correct. And I want to ask you guys both a question.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is, I reached out to about five different videographers. A couple didn't get back to me. Eventually, they got back to me, and I was talking to a couple. Well, how much is the price? You can only do Friday. Okay, if I get this guy to do Saturday, this guy can do Friday. And then TJ texted me back, and I was like,
that's
I got to give it to the TJ.
I think you have to, right?
Right? Don't you think that's a little... And so I'm wondering, is that racist? Is that prejudice? Is it bigotry? Is it name-ism?
Probably
it's
all those
nepotism.
Things.
No.
People talk about ageism. And
it's name-ism.
Ableism. Is it name-ism?
Yes, I think it is.
So I'm But the funny thing is I'm name-ist against all other names beside TJ.
I think
so
that's right.
I am a seriously namist individual.
Yes, you are.
There's only one. It's, you know, it's kind of like a letters and words version of a white supremacist.
That's about right. That's about right. By the way, he was very nice. He asked permission if we could,
don't clip this
film.
Up, by the way.
No.
I feel
no,
like if this gets clipped the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. You're going down. No, you asked me if it's okay for video, and I said yes. What's funny about that is the only rule I have is that you can't do it with my reading glasses on, right? Which he's going to break.
Off.
I know, right. But here's what's funny.
You stay off of him.
So
stay off of him we and had stay this, off of his eyes.
We had this thing, TJ, years ago. I don't want to get into the serious stuff, but it happened in Ferguson, and the Today Show comes in, and I kind of joke with the photographer. I'm like, dude, I just don't want you to, you know, take photo or video with my reading glasses, because I am vain. I'm a very vain person,
but I think
right?
Also you look very debonair in the reading glasses, so I think you should at least be open to that.
Well, what
take
happened was...
Take a picture of yourself, put it on your mirror, and write debonair under it on the Polaroid.
I think I look old. But so the next day on the Today Show, it's the lead story. The first 2 seconds is... I don't make anything but 2 seconds, and it's me with my glasses on. That guy totally screwed me, didn't he?
What a jerk.
And that's how America remembers me, TJ, I think.
As a debonair, distinguished, sexually active, white male TJ.
Yes. I'm going by TJ now, too.
Why not?
All right. So how are things going? What are you talking about on the road these days?
Well, it's interesting. I'm kind of right now in between tours. And the one that I placed in, my manager was like, maybe, you know, you got to get one that's like fresh, new, and intriguing. I was like, that's pretty funny. Maybe I'll just call the tour that right now. And he's like, that would be great. And the first radio show I did, they were like, fresh, new, and intriguing. That sounds like something like a a representative or like one of your agents,
political types,
or something,
right? Yeah,
would say, and I'm like, yeah, it was my manager. So coming up with a new one, I'm kind of thinking about Sleeping Giant, because oh, there he is. God, what a strange relationship I've had with the Mint Mobile mouthpiece.
That was an interesting moment, wasn't it? With Mint Mobile, there's some Deadpool stuff there, isn't there?
Yeah, he's. It's been really interesting. He's kind of, we were friends, and then I really was not interested in being friends with him at all, but then he kept being a better and better friend, and he was sort of reaching out, I think kind of being like, all right, look, you know, he was very cool. So now we're friends again, and whatever that means.
whatever that means in Hollywood,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, well, in Hollywood, it honestly kind of means that we'll work together again. Because, yeah, Hollywood is like high school with money. And the thing about it is, just imagine if everybody was sort of in a boarding school, kind of, and then saw each other. This isn't a very good analogy, but you don't really see anybody at all anyway. So it's mostly about sort of working together. But
we're talking about Ryan Reynolds, in case people were lost.
Yeah.
Because he literally was on the screen as you were starting to talk about something that was distracting,
Hollywood.
Right?
There he is. He's listening. He's like Google Ads. He's this Google AdSense. He's the Google AdSense of Hollywood stars. No, I was thinking about Sleeping Giant, but what I was telling people is, you know, my shows, I do about half improvisation, and then half is sort of material that I'm building towards a new hour, which is what I'm doing right now. And so strangely now, the material that I'm working on is sort of very silly, a little finger puppetry.
Really?
Right? Yeah, some interesting noises. Some sort of observational stuff about women that are like, I'm a hugger. I don't shake hands. I hug.
You personally are a hugger.
I like a hugger.
No. Oh, women are.
Women who come
Yes.
Women
okay.
go, I'm a hugger. No, put your hand away. I'm not going to shake your hand. I'm a hugger. I hug you. And I just talk about sexism and how that's sort of one of the, because guys can't do that.
No, you really can't.
Can you imagine if a woman's like, hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm like, I'm a hugger, that's what I do.
Yeah, it's not going to fare well for you.
It's not going to fare well. So, you know, some stuff like that. And then I talk about, you know, some real tragedy that's happened in my household, one of which was my mother dying about a year and a half ago, or a little less than that. And, it, you know, it's interesting because that stuff people really do respond to.
Yeah.
Because it's very funny, you know, and it's very kind of relatable, but, and then some crazy stuff happened to my wife. So it's, you know, it's some of that type of stuff also, but it's a good mix of everything that I love doing. And then I've got a great story about breakfast tacos. It's, you know, it's also those types of pieces of material. But if you go to every show, it's a completely different show in the sense that I interact with the crowd, but I also talk about the crowd. I talk about, you know, what happened today, this morning in downtown St. Louis. I'll be talking about that.
Well, you survived. At least you're alive. That's a step in the right direction.
And there was a gentleman who was, you know, screaming to the sky, asking God to strike him down. And that was at around 9:15 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
So it only got better from there on out. But, yeah, you know, and I'll talk about St. Louis and interactions that I've had. And it's fun. Tomorrow I'll be able to do a little bit more. So I'll be able to kind of talk about the arch and that. But I went and got Sugar Fire Barbecue.
Nice.
And
nice. We always like that.
So got into that whole thing. But yeah, it's really a great time because I can improvise completely. I went to Portland, Maine, and I improvised an entire hour of material. So an entire show I made up. And then the next show, I made up a completely different
That's a gift.
Show. Yeah. And so, and there's just not many comics that do that. And so that's a really fun part of coming to see me, is you just know that it's going to be a different show.
And I can attest to that because I saw you the last time, one of the last times you were in town. Is there a difference between the regions, for example, Portland, Maine, way up there in the East Coast, here in St. Louis? Is there a difference in what material works in different settings?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I talk a lot about the place where I am, and so I think people enjoy that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Because they want to be talked about, especially Miami. Ugh. but it's, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do, you know, I kind of talk about, in Maine, all of us were talking about how kind of white it is there. So that was a big sort of joke of that. But yeah, I mean, I'm not, I wore a full yellow slickers and galoshes and hat like Paddington Bear or the Morton Salt Girl or something. I just wore those during the shows and never took it off, and sweat so much. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's not going to work in St. Louis.
No. By the way, you're hitting the weather. You're hitting the weather good here because it's been hot, and tomorrow's high is going to be like 73 or something like that. It's awesome.
Yeah, no. That's what I was going to say. I think it's great. It's kind of humid, but I think, yeah, because it gets really hot and humid here, right?
It does,
yeah,
it was earlier this week. It was unbearable.
Do you think most people who live in St. Louis were born here?
What do you think, Sue? I moved here when I was 14, but yes, I feel like, yes, that is true.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. Mm-hmm. You know what the thing here is that we get, you know, made fun of, and maybe we embrace it too, is what high school did you go to? Yeah. That's like a St. Louis thing. I don't know. We own it, but it's kind of a thing in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I mean, Denver, where I'm from, because what happens is now, I don't know if you guys have this also, but someone will say, oh, I live in Denver, you know, mm-hmm. or I'm from Denver. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go, oh, really? Like where? And they're like, oh, Aurora.
It's like, well, that literally has a different name.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once you find out somebody's from Denver proper, like for reals, then yeah, it's what high school did you go to? And it's kind of if you went to Kent or Creek, you're a very specific kind of jock, wealthy jerk.
Right. That's essentially what happens here.
Yeah, that happens a little bit here too.
Then if you went to west or south, not south as much, but north, and then also east where I went. It was sort of ghetto and kind of, my school was mostly black and Latino. So that was much more sort of, and there were gangs and stuff. So that was much more kind of street and public school.
Were you a member of a gang?
Type of thing. No, I was in a clique though.
Okay. All right.
They would have gangs, which were violent, and then cliques were sort of groups of guys that would stick together so that gangs wouldn't F with them.
Yes, I would say on terrestrial radio.
So, and that was cool. So I was in a clique with three other black guys, Big Larry, Anthony, and Felix Abrams.
Nobody named TJ, though?
No.
Big Larry?
Not yet. Maybe I'll make it up in my mind.
What is your obsession with
peanut butter?
And I like it, with peanut butter. What's your obsession with peanut butter?
I love it!
I do too, but you have a special...
It's my favorite!
It's called smooth peanut butter, but you have your own
line... Gimme!
You have your own line of peanut butter, is that true?
I'm just trying to make her laugh this way.
It's working.
Yes, I do. And I was eyeing the large jars of Jif out in the common room.
Yeah.
Choosy Moms.
Speaking of, from Choosy Moms, Choose Jif.
Yes.
I found this on the free table.
Oh, did you take it?
And it's Copper Kettle Candy's Fool's Gold. So I wanted to offer you some.
Let me tell you something about that. That was probably here in the morning when you were here. And if it's left for several hours, that usually means you shouldn't take it. But you can
have it. It's wrapped.
It was on the free table.
Why couldn't you take it? It's just...
That means no one else was interested.
Yeah, well, they don't know what this is. This is... They think it's Fool's Gold, but in actuality, it's
for you.
It's gold.
Maybe
it's for you. She's still trying to get rid of it. But in reality, it's you take it.
Your website is TJ Miller does not have a website.com, but can we actually go on there and there's like hot sauce as well and peanut butter? Tell me about this. I had hot sauce.
We had the widow of the guy that I did the hot sauce with. She's kind of ready to move away from it, which I understand and I'm encouraging. So the only way you can get hot sauce is if you come to the show tonight.
Okay.
There will be hot sauce. It's the best hot sauce I've ever had. I mean, it's incredible. And but that's limited edition, literally, and or limited supply. And then the peanut butter, we just keep rocking it, and it's dark chocolate coconut.
Whoa. That's for the ladies.
Yeah.
And then cherry chocolate with real dried cherries, milk chocolate, honey roasted peanuts, and of course, everybody's favorite, Toffee Crispy with toffee, milk chocolate, and Rice Krispies.
That sounds delicious.
Can you even imagine? So. You know, we sell a fair amount of it online, but it's my merch, and I'm almost going to be a full peanut butter guy because I have a stand-up comedy album called Smooth Peanut Butter, which you can hear whenever you want to hear things, wherever things are heard.
By the way, do you have it on vinyl? Do you have an actual record of it?
No, no. We're going to do a vinyl run, but this is my first time doing an album, and I always have a little too many, just too many things going on. But yeah, we're going to do a vinyl run of it. And it was really cool. We took sort of stuff from my stand-up special, Dear Jonah, which is streaming right now, as my famous cargo pants clip. And so, we took stuff that we didn't use for that special, and kind of built an album out of it. And it's really funny. I'm very proud of it. It's great.
The reason I asked about vinyl is because literally, like, when I was, you know, maybe even 12, 13 years old, the first comedy I was exposed to outside of, like, I'm old, by the way, Laughing and some of that stuff was, like, stealing my dad's George Carlin record or listening to Cheech and Chong records and stuff like that. So that was kind of the first. Even Bob Newhart, some of the old Bob Newhart stuff.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very strange now. Rhymesayers is this kind of label that I listen to, which is kind of progressive hip hop. Not really progressive, but it's sort of white boy hip hop, but still different from that. Really lyricism, and they like rep Atmosphere and Del the Funky Homo Sapien and stuff. And they are making CDs and cassettes.
Oh, that's cool. Cassettes have kind of made a comeback.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Saying it. It's very interesting that sort of cassettes are kind of for a younger generation what vinyl is for us. But people who are really into music also have a vinyl collection. So it's like those physical mediums that we thought were gone because of digital, they've come back, and they you know, a cassette is a completely different experience.
True.
Because you have to fast forward it. You have to listen to it all the way through. Same as vinyl, you know, but it's more compact. It's really, really interesting. So, and I think people...
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And they're starting to make throwback, like, boom boxes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I have an 11-year-old daughter. I have older kids, too. But she's been into getting some of the vinyl. And, you know, just the way you can open up the cover of the record and read the lyrics and things that you can't do as much with CDs, I think it's
something
awesome.
Something that you can hold.
Yeah. TJ Miller is at the Funny Bone tonight, 7 and 9:30 p.m. Tomorrow.
We are live.
Tomorrow, 6:30 and 9 p.m. Go see him. He's very funny. Yes, I'm a fan. I am. I'm a big fan.
We're live on the drive home.
Thank you, TJ and TJ, for coming
in. It's double TJs. And can I ask you guys, do you ever get lonely?
Oh, of course we do.
You get lonely here on the radio?
No, not on the radio.
As individuals?
Individuals,
though? Yeah. Do you get lonely?
I'm like, sure.
Because I travel all over the country, and I'm sort of alone. So we've been talking about that. That's sort of the theme.
Isolation, being lonely.
That. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have fans out there tonight and tomorrow at the Funny Bone. I know you love the club. It's a great club. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in, TJ Miller. Thank you. Good to see you. Okay, you're going to love my audio cut of the day, but this is... For a month now, my favorite song. It's by this girl named Carolyn Rose, and it's called Yip Yip Yow. It is, as my friend Neil Sosik from the Mighty Pine says, it's a banger. And I just want you to listen to part of it here because it's super cool. And really, the lyrics are over and over to Yip Yip Yow.
Wow.
But it's so catchy, so I just want to get into the start of it here. Oh, I missed the post on that one. But there's an interesting backstory to this song, too, and I kind of share that with you in a minute here as Carolyn starts to sing. I was born on the 12th of Crescent Moon. So this was a song that was like 11 years old. They did it on an NPR Tiny Desk concert show, and they never put out a recorded version until now. And it's kind of taken off and going a little viral, and you'll see the yip yip part here. I'm telling you. It is a great song, and it's my favorite song right now. And you'll hear a little bit more of it here as we wrap the show. But I thought for audio cut of the day, since we were talking to a comedian. Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
You know, Sue, this seems to fit this week with Anthony Fauci. You love Dave Chappelle. We just had TJ Miller. I love Dave Chappelle.
Sir, is it true you were a crack?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Cocaine dealer for 7 years.
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There! I said there are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh my God, I love that bit. We'll leave you with Yip Yip Yow, Sue. It's going to get stuck in your head. We'll talk on Monday afternoon at 3.
See ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. all in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.